honestly surprised Sarah and the gang didn't follow me sooner. Because while I put on an apparently completely convincing performance that everything is fine, everything is not fine.
How could you? How could you follow me? That's insane, Sarah.
I'm sorry. I just feel like something isn't right.
Why is everyone acting like this? Everything's fine.
The problem with lying to Sarah is that Sarah's really smart. Like, really smart. And I'm not a good liar, but I had to keep doing it. I was backed into a corner.
I think if everything was fine, I wouldn't have felt the need to follow you.
Yeah, you would. You've gone through my phone for no reason before.
Oof. Low blow, James. Bringing up something from years and years ago.
That's not fair. That was a long time ago. I have my show opening tomorrow. I think you and I need to have a talk. You can admit it or not, but something is happening right now with you. And if you can't let me in...
What are you saying?
I feel a little insecure about the wedding.
Insecure?
I can't get married to someone who is lying to me.
You don't understand.
I'm gonna hang up now. If you're busy tomorrow night with work, don't worry about coming. Everyone else is gonna make it, so...
I'll be there. I'll definitely be there.
Sure. Bye.
That phone call with Sarah was a freaking disaster. My life had become completely unmanageable. I had already lost my friends, and I was about to lose the most important person to me. For the first time in months, I decided to show up.
Dude, you're here.
Is it surprising that I'd be at my fiance's opening?
No offense, but sorta.
James, you're here. Whoa.
Yes, Jesus. Alert the presses. Where's Sarah?
I think she's out back smoking a J with the gallery owner.
Really?
Hey, so I heard the minivan got spotted while we were off for a drive.
It's okay. Don't.
I just wanted to say that I never really wanted to do it.
Dude.
I didn't. What? Sam, I guess all convinced me.
You've always been such a narc.
No, I haven't. I'm a dad of two. I need to be a narc.
If having a baby means getting unlimited get-out-of-jail-free cards, I'd have like six babies by now.
Oh my god, those poor babies.
Guys, I really don't care. I need to find Sarah.
Whoa, you made it. Like a real fiancé.
You know, right before you entered the space, James, your face flitted through my mind like a butterfly.
Love to see some effort being put in for our girl.
Where's Sarah?
Hey, I'm happy you made it.
Should we leave you guys to talk, or...
Actually, I need to tell you all something.
You sure? All of us at once?
Are you pregnant? Just kidding. Sorry.
So, yeah, I haven't been around. You're not all crazy. Okay, how do I even say this? Oh my god, I'm freaking out.
Just a reminder, it is your fiancé's special night. We are literally at an event celebrating her.
No, Kat, it's okay. What is it?
I think I'm...
Dude, you don't look good.
Deep breaths, James. In through your nose, out through your mouth.
No, I'm...
He's going down!
Where am I?
You know where you are, James.
Deidre? What happened? Am I dead?
Being dead would be such an adventure, wouldn't it? So many mysteries solved and... so many more mysteries discovered.
So that's a no?
Yeah, you just passed out.
Maybe Kat was right. Maybe that wasn't the time or place to make such a big, earth-shattering announcement. I don't know how I got here, Dee. I don't know how I made so many mistakes.
You're gonna wake up soon.
Well, it started the night of Sarah and my engagement party. You were there.
What a gorgeous night to celebrate transcendent love.
Yeah, it's, pretty cool. What? Why are you looking at me like that?
Your aura is off. I'm getting a lot of dissatisfaction.
I'm very satisfied with Sarah. No, wait, that sounds weird.
Who said it was Sarah you were dissatisfied with?
Oh, well, yeah, I've been feeling like I could improve some things about myself.
Hmm.
I wish I was a little more like all of you. I want to be a provider like Frankie, but I want to party like Sam, and I want to be funny like Kat and spiritually free like you. And... you know, Sarah's already the full package.
We all have our gifts.
Yeah, but What are mine? Fun conversation for my engagement party. As the night went on, I couldn't seem to let it go.
Loser! I haven't seen you all night. It's our engagement party. We should be attached at the hip. You know I'm the kind of independent woman who misses her man whenever he's more than 5 feet away.
She contains multitudes, and that's why I love her.
I can't believe Frankie made it.
I know. New dad and everything. He's like a real adult now.
Isn't that so weird? We think people aren't real adults until they've accomplished, like, getting married and having a baby. But I've done so much. I'm doing so much all the time.
I feel like I'm doing nothing with my life.
I hate when you start getting down on yourself.
It's true. Even Sam has more going on than me.
Well, you're about to marry me. That's gonna look fab on your resume. If I can get my show at the gallery in Chelsea, I'll be like an almost famous artist. Cat's waving is over. I think there's gonna be cake. Come on.
I couldn't understand why Sarah would want to spend the rest of her life with me. In the years since college, I hadn't done much. I was coasting along while all of my friends lived real lives. After the cake, I snuck away and went for a walk. I walked past this bodega that had a TV playing. This commercial caught my eye. It was like something...
Are you feeling stuck? Do you want more from your life? Do you know you can be better, but you just don't know how? Join our 6-week program to find self-love, self-confidence, and self-actualization. Blah, 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 whatever, call this number.
It felt like fate. It felt like I was supposed to be seeing that commercial. It felt like one of those moments where life shows you what your next move should be. So I called that number, and then my entire life fell apart. I guess I had been insecure for longer than I realized. All through college, I felt like I was the sidekick to my friends. With Kat, I was her straight man. With Sam, his wingman. Frankie always made me look bad with how well put together he was. Deidre was, well, she's Deidre. And I always felt like Sarah was out of my league. It took me a long time to even realize she liked me back.
I'm just saying, it's so annoying being in these random lectures about contagious diseases or whatever when I really just want to study what I'm here to study.
You're so passionate.
You can say it's hot.
It's hot.
It's hot, you're undeclared.
No, it's not. It's lame. It's the exact opposite of you. Just an utter lack of direction.
Whatever. We're so young. There's so much time. Who cares? You don't need to worry your pretty little head about things like majors.
Thanks for hanging out with me all the time. You're way cooler than me. Seriously.
You don't have to thank me for hanging out with you. I like you. A lot.
I'm being so corny right now.
You're so corny all of the time. You know what? I am cooler than you, actually.
Thank you for finally admitting it.
Say it back.
Say what back?
Oh, this is so embarrassing. I just told you that I like you a lot. Like, I like you, like you.
Oh, I like you a lot. I like you a lot.
Cool.
I have a question.
Yeah?
Do you think I can kiss you now?
Honestly? I think you need to.
That first kiss with Sarah was the best kiss of my life. Even though I was shaky and sweaty and unsure, I thought once college was over and we were all adults, whatever that means, I wouldn't feel so awkward and aimless anymore. But the years just kind of flew by, and I never really felt any different. I watched Sarah turn into this incredible and well-respected artist, and I just, well, taught kids piano lessons.
Wow, Quinn. I can't thank you enough.
You got it.
Wow, that means so much coming from you. It really does. I got it.
That's so amazing.
One sec. Well, Quinn, I look forward to meeting next week. Thank you again.
Loser, this is amazing.
I can't believe it. I can't believe the gallery chose me.
I can believe it. You're amazing.
Aw, loser.
We should celebrate right now.
It can be a joint celebration.
What's the other thing?
The rich twins. The rich twins that need lessons twice a week.
We're not celebrating me obtaining a new student at the same time as you booking a show at the most coveted gallery space in Chelsea.
I don't see why we can't celebrate both.
Because my thing is stupid. My thing is stupid and your thing is real. I don't want to be pity celebrated because you feel guilty for being the successful one.
Whoa, what the heck? I don't feel guilty.
Sorry, I'm happy for you. I'm just...
We're each gonna have our seasons of success and our seasons of, you know, blah. That's just how it is.
But the need to fix myself felt urgent.
Kendra, trust me. I know my friends. They're freaking out. Running into Sam last night was bad. It was bad. I know he's gonna tell Sarah that you and I are having an affair. I know we're not. Why can't I just tell them what we're doing?
This kind of chaos had become my everyday. Somehow, joining this self-help group had gone from a few workshops on topics like knowing your worth in the workplace to lying to everyone about where I was at all hours of the day. I was having this Kendra person track all of my movements, running the most random errands for other members, doing their laundry, buying dog food. My life had become a Big Brother nightmare. And not only was my self-confidence not improving, it was nosediving. So I felt like I had to keep going in order to make it all worth it. At the beginning, I reached out to Kat for advice, but it didn't go so well.
Okay, I've been getting in trouble for talking on the job, so I'm gonna seat you, but you're gonna have to order something.
I can also come back later when you're off.
I'm meeting up with that 25-year-old from Queens, remember?
Who?
You never listen anymore. Here, take your menu. Look like you're asking me a question. Uh-huh. Yeah, that definitely has gluten in it.
So, I've been taking these self-help classes, right? But I just...
Self-help for what? Your piano lesson business?
No, it's like... My confidence is bad.
Hang on, my manager's coming. Ah, you're vegan and you have a gluten allergy and a soy allergy? Okay, this might take a minute over here. Sorry, men are so annoying. You think if you're not like captain of the football team, you need to take a confidence course. You're fine, James. Masculinity is...
I'm just saying it's getting intense.
Okay, you know it's intense? Being worked to the bone at a restaurant where none of the food tastes good anyways. I'm gonna bring you a salad, no dressing.
Do I have to pay for it?
Just pretend you're allergic and send it back. Also, you should just come take an improv class with me sometime. They're fun and you get to feel funny.
Sounds cool.
Careful though, the whole improv scene is kinda culty.
I told Kendra about the conversation with Kat. Kendra insisted that this is why most people who participate in the program don't tell anyone. No one understands anyway.
Deidre sent me this recipe. Apparently the maca is supposed to be better than coffee?
Better in what way?
Oh, it certainly doesn't taste better.
I like it, actually.
Dude, who was blowing up your phone? It's been going off all day.
Oh, it's nothing. I've been taking these workshops for confidence.
Confidence? Dude, like, sure, the ring you got for Sarah was pretty bad, pretty small, pretty ugly, kind of sucked. But once you get a better job, you'll be able to buy her a new one. It'll be romantic as hell.
What are you talking about?
Sam, you should not have said that.
I thought he knew.
Knew what? She hates the ring?
She never said that. Great, Sam. Now he's gonna need more confidence classes.
Dude, wake up.
Should we check him for a concussion?
I don't think he hit his head.
James, you fainted. Very dramatically and beautifully. We brought you into the office.
Everyone was watching, and it was embarrassing.
Are you okay?
I'm in a cult.
Say what now?
Finally, I get to be the one asking this. Are you
high? I know. I know it
sounds... I don't understand.
I told you. Well, I didn't tell Sarah, but I told everyone else. Those self-help classes.
Okay, I think I'd remember if you told me you were in a cult.
I hate to admit it, but I feel like it's ringing a bell.
Yeah, I kind of do remember that.
James, I think you and I need to talk. Alone. You can't be serious.
I can't believe I let this happen. I felt like the walls were closing in and I...
So, are you in trouble? Like, do we need to be worried?
No, I think for now we should go back to your show. Tonight's your night, babe. We can deal with me after.
Baby, I love you.
You do?
As soon as this stuffy gallery event is over, we're going to this cult place. Sam is gonna say a bunch of scary legal stuff, and then we're all gonna go to Birdie's and be friends again.
And that's exactly what happened.
Okay, so the 25-year-old, I've decided to give another chance.
Really, Kat? Why?
She's cute, and I secretly like my heart getting broken, okay?
That's how I feel about my children. I secretly like being exhausted and a shell of the man I once was. Have I told you guys about my kids?
A shell of the man you once were? Ouch! My guy, you're super dad. You take care of the babies during the day, and at night you save your best friends from weird cult situations.
I miss having you around, James.
Next time you want to join a cult, ask Deidre first. She knows all the chill ones.
That's true.
Well, I'm glad the problem was just that you hated yourself, not all of us.
Yeah. Ouch.
We love you. You've always been enough for us. That's what all this drama has been about. We just wanted our guy back. Sorry we didn't listen when you tried to tell us what was going on. We're all just so self-involved.
Later that night, Sarah and I finally had the heart-to-heart we've been needing for such a long, long time.
A cult? You've been in a cult? I mean, it's just so outrageous. I almost wish you were having an affair. Then I could at least understand what you were talking about.
I just felt like such a loser. Like a real one. I thought I was gonna lose you if I didn't change. And at first, everything was normal and great. It was like Deidre's retreats. We were doing affirmations and finding our inner, shine or whatever. And then next thing I know, I'm spending all of my time doing Kendra's laundry and I'm sleeping on her living room floor and building IKEA furniture for random old people.
James, you didn't need to do any of that. I've always loved you for who you are. I just want to be together.
I love you too. But it's just like when I heard you say you felt doubt about the wedding, everything kind of came into focus. All this stupid stuff with this stupid program. It didn't matter anymore. You matter. That's it. Period.
I've been waiting to hear you say that.
Are you sure you still want to marry me?
I'm more sure than I have ever been. Loser, I need you.
I need you too.